with a look at Radio Cayman's Midday News, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman phone users are being targeted by two active phishing scams. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
In the latest scam, the suspects are contacting members of the public via Google Meet audio-only calls, claiming to be a representative from local financial institutions and asking for banking details. In the meantime, the post office parcel SMS scam, quote, continues to involve text messages purporting to be from the Cayman Islands Postal Service, alerting the user of an outstanding parcel and instructing them to click on a fraudulent link to pay for delivery fees. Clicking on that can result in your financial information being compromised. Police say these scams, quote, remain active, with different institutions being impersonated by text messages and calls, and the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service is reminding you to ignore these messages. And as always, contact your financial institutions directly to verify the legitimacy of any communication received by phone or online that's asking for your personal or financial information. I'm Carsley Fuller.
Cabinet releases its August 12th meeting summary. Key decisions included issuing a coastal works permit for an existing dock, purchasing land for conservation, and leasing office spaces for various government entities. Additionally, Cabinet greenlit supplementary funding for the Ministry of Health, Environment, and Sustainability. While specific budget figures are no longer detailed in Cabinet summaries, they will be addressed in an upcoming Parliament meeting. Legislative matters included drafting instructions to repeal and replace the Cadet Corps Act, alongside potential amendments to the Monetary Authority Act and the Caymanian Protection Amendment Regulations. For the complete meeting summary, visit gov.ky/publications. In regional news, acute malnutrition among children in Haiti is rising. New national survey data show rates among kids 6 to 59 months have climbed from 5.1% in 2023 to 7.4% this year. Officials say the increase includes both moderate and severe wasting. In St. Vincent and the Grenadines, opposition leader Dr. Ralph Gonzalez is dismissing as laughable the ruling party's support for selling 100 acres of land at Chatham Bay for $54 million EC dollars. The government says the sale includes strict conservation covenants to protect biodiversity. And Trinidad and Tobago's High Commissioner to Jamaica says the two CARICOM nations have moved past earlier trade tensions. Deborah Thomas Felix says both sides are now focused on boosting business ties, noting Jamaica's access to the Trinidad and Tobago market has grown 170% since 2019. Now for a look at news elsewhere, here's the BBC.
BBC News with Debbie Russ. The authorities in Nepal say they have made progress in accessing some of the hydropower tunnels where almost 700 people are believed to be trapped. Using controlled explosions and heavy machinery, they're clearing debris from last week's flash floods. India has rejected a ruling by the Permanent Court of Arbitration that it must uphold its obligations under a treaty governing the use of the Indus River with Pakistan. It suspended the agreement last year following a militant attack in Indian-administered Jammu and Kashmir. A UN committee has issued guidance saying countries are legally obliged to consider reparations for the historic transatlantic slave trade. A Liberian member of the committee called it a paradigm shift in the framing of reparatory justice. India's Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, has told President Putin he must move away from endless war towards an end to the war. Every day of war, he said, set humanity back. The two men met at a summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Sweden has formally signed an order to buy four French-built Navy frigates at a cost of almost $5 billion. Sweden joined NATO following Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Government data shows the number of confirmed cases in the Congolese Ebola outbreak has exceeded 6,000. The disease has spread rapidly across six northeastern provinces and claimed nearly 3,000 lives. The U.S. National Park Service says it's recovered another body from the Grand Canyon, taking the number of victims from Saturday's flashed floods to two. 14 people are still unaccounted for. And the Argentine striker Lionel Messi has announced he's quitting international football. The 39-year-old starred in Argentina's run to the final of this summer's World Cup, scoring eight times. BBC News.
And that'll take us out of Radio Cayman's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin.